My eyes were closed. My eyes were closed, slipping on wanderlust through the funhouse, standing before the wobbly mirror. I could feel my distorted lips part into what I think was a smile. My eyes were closed, continuing to move into shadows where I would consider never moving again, collapsing into a fetal past. Covered in white face, I'd pantomime my pain and lip-sync along with the show. My eyes were closed as subtitles crossed my mind when threats of darkness passing by laughed in foreign tongues, pointing out the ingenious details of the surreal boy with the Cheshire yellow smile. My eyes were closed and becoming wet as more and more and more travelers cast their curious shapes across my face, strobing overlapping languages that spoke of pilgrims from Arctic valleys who came to warm their hands in the tears of the petrified angel. My eyes were closed, and thousands of generations were gone when one foggy night, long since the legends had died, and the carnival kept alive by lingering ghosts of foreign beasts who bravely refused to speak American, had passed away in dreams, burnt away in books. A femme fatale in a satin blue dress, disguised in black and white, caressed my back with her hair, ending in a flip ripped off from Rita, pretending to be a woman she could never live up to and never wanted to be. My eyes were closed. My trembling fingers stretched out to find her lips were parting into what I think was a smile, and just as we were about to wipe each other's tears into a waterfall, washing us clean to answers untold, my eyes were closed, as they ripped apart and opened to watch the late, late, late movie where two smiling clowns were kissing at a carnival in a faraway land that somehow looked like home. My eyes were closed. But now, wide alive, traveling zero to zillion to the start of my time to the eastern frontier, I'll meet the sunrise and start over my day with what I think is a smile on my face. Diving into the open sea with eternal open eyes. Swimming home to the funhouse. Stopping to leave a stone prayer by the memory of the boy who was petrified. But this time, I'll be walking out the other side with eternal open eyes.